Productivity. Organizations naturally become more productive when they model and train front-end next-action decision-making. For all the reasons mentioned above, determining the required physical allocation of resources necessary to make something happen as soon as the outcome has been clarified will produce more results sooner with less effort. Learning to break through the barriers of the sophisticated creative thinking that can freeze activity, that is, the entangled psychic webs we spin, is a superior skill. Productivity has been touted for decades as a desirable thing to improve in organizations. Anything that can help maximize output will do that. But in the world of knowledge work, all the computers and telecom improvements and leadership seminars on the planet will make no difference in this regard unless the individuals involved increase their operational responsiveness. And that requires thinking about something that lands in your world before you have to. One of the biggest productivity leaks I've seen in some organizations is the lack of next actions determined for, quote, long-term projects, unquote. Long-term does not mean someday maybe. Those projects with distant goal lines are still to be done as soon as possible. Long-term simply means more action steps until it's done, not no need to decide next actions because the day of reckoning is so far away. When every project and open loop in an organization is being monitored, it's a whole new ballgame. Empowerment. Perhaps the greatest benefit of adopting the next action approach is that it dramatically increases your ability to make things happen, with a concomitant rise in your self-esteem and constructive outlook. People are constantly doing things, but usually only when they have to, under fire from themselves or others. They get no sense of winning, or of being in control, or of cooperating among themselves and with their world. People are starving for those experiences. The daily behaviors that define the things that are incomplete and the moves that are needed to complete them must change. Getting things going of your own accord, before you're forced to by external pressure and internal stress, builds a firm foundation of self-worth that will spread into every aspect of your life. You are the captain of your own ship. The more you act from that perspective, the better things will go for you. Asking, "What's the next action?" undermines the victim mentality. It presupposes that there is a possibility of change and that there is something you can do to make it happen. That is the assumed affirmation in the behavior. And these kinds of assumed affirmations often work more fundamentally to build a positive self-image than can repeating, "I am a powerful, effective person making things happen in my life," 1,000 times. Is there too much complaining in your culture? The next time someone moans about something, try asking, "So what's the next action?" People will complain only about something that they assume could be better than it currently is. The action question forces the issue. If it can be changed, there's some action that will change it. If it can't, it must be considered part of the landscape to be incorporated in strategy and tactics. Complaining is a sign that someone isn't willing to risk moving on a changeable situation or won't consider the immutable circumstance in his or her plans. This is a temporary and hollow form of self-validation. Although my colleagues and I rarely promote our work in this way, I notice people really empowering themselves every day as we coach them in applying the next action technique. The light in their eyes and the lightness in their step increase, and a positive spark shows up in their thinking and demeanor. We are all already powerful, but deciding on and effectively managing the physical actions required to move things forward seems to exercise that power in ways that call forward the more positive aspects of our nature. When you start to make things happen, you really begin to believe that you can make things happen. And that makes things happen.